thank you very much for being with us this evening. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur writes that there are two particular dates in the year which are extremely powerful. For by observing these two dates, we have the maximum opportunity of removing all of the obstacles of the lust, envy, anger, pride, greed, illusion, and awakening prema bhakti, pure love. And these days are Gaur Purnima and Nityananda Trayodasi. We heard from His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj about the loving relationships in the spiritual world. Krishna is the source of everything. Janmadyasa yataha. Whatever exists within material existence, in its purest, most perfect state, exists in the spiritual world. In this world, humor is very attractive. So many of the cinemas are comedy-type cinemas.
Yes.
People in the West, I don't know in India so much, they will pay so much money to just see some comedian tell jokes. Yes. Because somehow or other, laughing makes you temporarily forget the miseries of material existence. Even sometimes I walk in this hanging gardens and they have these clubs where they just laugh. Have you seen? It's all over the world. It's a worldwide movement. I think it's called laugh therapy. It's actually been proven medically that laughing helps cure diseases, especially mental stuff. Do you remember we were in our Jaipur yatra? We couldn't even with a sound system, it was hard to hear because there was one of these laughing clubs in the same garden. They were just laughing, about 20 people, just so hard. And they think Hare Krishnas are strange. So humor is something very, very special. And we see that spiritual life is not dry. It's not simply very grave and stoic. It's full of so much humor, so much laughter, so much divine sarcasm. Just like our God brother Shyamasundara Prabhu, when he speaks about Srila Prabhupada, he loves to talk about how he would laugh and how he would make everyone laugh. And while they were laughing, they were learning how to love Krishna, surrender their lives to Krishna. And even amongst devotees who give classes, usually the classes people stay awake best is when they laugh. His Holiness Devamrita Maharaj has mastered this technique. So Lord Nityananda, Advaita Prabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only are they laughing, but they're making the whole world laugh. Can you imagine? You know, some comedian tells a joke today, but after some years, people get tired of it. They want to hear something else, new material. Yes? Yeah. Unless you constantly have new material, you're just something of the past. You're, as they say, you're just washed up, nothing anymore. You constantly have to have new material. Devamrit Maharaj has said, for almost 40 years, he's been reading this single pastime. And still, when he tells it, he's so much surcharged with humor that 1,000 people are still laughing. 500 years later, it's not new material. These are jokes that were told 500 years ago. And even now you're laughing. Because they're ever fresh, they're ever new. Because they're exchanges of love. So the impersonal concept, we're beyond the miseries of material existence, is simply to be. Just to exist in the impersonal infinity. Nirvana, moksha. That is one type of liberation. But on the path of bhakti, especially Gaur bhakti, beyond this material existence, beyond moksha and nirvana, is eternal laughter, eternal happiness, eternal humor, where we could all be a part. What an amazing pastime. Lord Nityananda throwing his rice, bouncing off the floor and hitting Advaitacharya and sticking to him. And Advaitacharya dancing like a madman in ecstasy to be touched by the rice of Lord Nityananda. Prasad means mercy. For us, that rice, that prasad, embodies the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And somehow or other, it is our hope to somehow or other be touched by that mercy. Who is Lord Nityananda Prabhu? He is the original Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. Srila Prabhupada quotes Narottam Das Thakur, Brajendra Nandana je Sachi Shuta Hoilo she Balarama Hoilo Nitai. That the son of Nanda Maharaj has come as the son of Sachi, and Balaram has come as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram is none different than Krishna, with all six opulences. The only difference between Balaram and Krishna is their complexion. And Balaram, the all-powerful, all-opulent Lord, is appearing in the role of the servant of the Lord, the original servitor of Godhead. And how does he serve? In every way. He expands himself to be the Lord's shoes, the Lord's clothes, the Lord's bed, the Lord's seat, the Lord's dham, his abode. He also, for the purpose of material existence, he expands himself as Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, Kshirodakshay Vishnu, where he creates and maintains this entire material existence. And what is the purpose of material existence? The essential purpose is for those who have misused their free will, that free will which facilitates the highest, most pleasing love, eternal love. When it is misused, this material world is actually designed to sober us. And somehow or other bring us, after many, many births and deaths, possibly through 8,400,000 species, to the point of understanding, I'm the eternal soul. I have to rise above all of these selfish, egoistic aspirations and learn how to find pleasure in my constitutional nature, which is Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nitya Das. I'm an eternal servant of the Lord. Instead of looking outside, outside and outside again, birth after birth after birth, to find that treasure of love that is within us and offer that to Krishna. So Nityananda Prabhu, not only does he expand himself to be the whole spiritual world and expand himself to be the entire material existence, but he also becomes the guru. He is Guru Tattva. He comes to teach us how to serve the Lord with pure devotion through his instructions, through his example. And all the spiritual masters, the genuine spiritual masters, are representations, manifestations of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. It's actually the power of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram, that is manifesting through the heart of the Guru to lift us up. Now, in the spiritual world of Goloka, Srimati Radharani is considered to be the ultimate Guru. But Narottam Das Thakur has prayed, Heno nite binevai Radha Krishna paitenai, that no one can approach Srimati Radharani without first receiving the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Only when Sri Radharani sees that a person has received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu in their hearts by accepting it, and that person is brought to her by Nityananda Prabhu, then only will she accept. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati kutopi. That is the tattva of what this means by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. By the mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna. How is that? Because by the mercy of Guru, one receives the mercy of Nityananda. By the mercy of Nityananda, one is given acceptance by Sri Radharani, and then one is accepted by Krishna. And this tattva of Lord Nityananda is most extraordinary. Of all avatars, Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are Paramakaruna, Pahundui Jana, Nitai Guru Chandra. They are most kind, most merciful. His Holiness Jaipatak Maharaj was explaining the quality of Nityananda Prabhu's forgiveness. And we are reading about it in this beautiful prayer of Lochan Das Thakur. Nityananda Prabhu is never angry. He's very kind, very forgiving under all circumstances. If it wasn't for his forgiveness and his kindness, no one in this material world would have a chance. According to the Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, in the Christian world, Lord Jesus, when he was willing to suffer for the sins of others and accept all kinds of persecution and abuse for the sake of giving others love of God, this is Nityananda Tattva. This is a personification, a manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. When he was being crucified, my Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do. It sounds so familiar. Here we find that original Lord Balaram coming in with his full-fledged power, spiritual power, as Lord Nityananda. Balaram means one who enjoys feats of spiritual strength. When we take shelter of the instruction of the spiritual masters, we gain spiritual strength to overcome all obstacles. But as soon as we think that spiritual strength is ours, we become disconnected. Either today or tomorrow. It's just a matter of time. It is not our strength. Daivihyeshu guna mayima maya maya duratyaya. This maya, three modes of nature, very difficult to overcome. But one who takes shelter of me, Krishna says, can easily cross beyond it. And how do we take shelter of Krishna? When we take shelter of Krishna through Guru, then Balaram gives us that spiritual strength. But we always have to be very humble and understand that the strength is not ours. Our hope is in the higher power of the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. In Krishna's Leela, well, let's go back to Ram's Leela. Lakshman would get very angry sometimes. He was about to destroy Sugriva, yes? Until Hanuman convinced Sugriva, you better surrender to Lakshman and surrender to Ram. He would not tolerate anyone not paying proper respect to Lord Ramchandra. And when Bharat came to Chitrakoot, Lakshman was about to destroy him and in the entire dynasty of Ayodhya, but Ram said, no, no, Lakshman, he's my friend. And Lakshman said, all right, all right. That same Lakshman is Balaramji in Krishna's Leela. And when the Kurus offended Krishna, please note, usually it's when they offend Krishna. He doesn't like that. When they offended Krishna, he took his plow and... No, no, you go take a plow and do that and see what happens. But the entire city of Hastinapur separated from the earth. And he dragged it with all of its citizens, with Bhishma and Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra, and everybody was there, the entire armies. And what could they do against Balaram? He was about to throw the entire Hastinapur into the Ganges. He was so angry, and they surrendered. And Vivida Gorilla, he made him very angry. Yes? He actually hit. So many times he was hitting Balaram with stones and with trees and with fists. And Balaram, he punched him. That was the end of Vivida Gorilla. And Romaharshan Sutta, he was misleading people in the name of being a spiritual leader because he was arrogant. And Balaram could not tolerate arrogance in a spiritual leader. Because a spiritual leader should be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, ready to offer all respect for others and not expect for oneself. Maharshan was just speaking Siddhanta philosophy very nicely too. All those sages, whatever he was saying was very correct. But because he didn't honor a senior person, he picked up a piece of grass and that was the end. That same personality has appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. And we are reading in this song today how he's dealing with fallen, envious, materialistic people. So kind. So absolutely forgiving. Jagai and Madhai. Now, Pralambasura, Vivida, they never made Balaram bleed. Yes. But Madhai, first he ran after him to try to kill him. And then another day, he smashed Nityananda Prabhu on the head with a pot and made him bleed. Blood flowing down his face onto his clothes. Nityananda Prabhu could have slaughtered that person on the spot. But what did he do? With folded palms and tears in his eyes, he begged Madhai, "I don't mind what you've done. I'm just feeling so much pain to see your fallen condition. Just take the name of Krishna. Just take the name of Krishna and you will purchase me. I will be yours." Madhai could not appreciate. He became even more angry and pick up the pot to hit him again. Now, Jagai was equally sinful as Madhai. But can you imagine seeing the compassion, the forgiveness, the love of Lord Nityananda in that circumstance? Jagai's heart melted. He was completely transformed just seeing the forgiveness of Nityananda Prabhu. And he stopped Madhai. "Don't hit him. Can't you see this person is such a saintly person? He's an embodiment of humility, of compassion, forgiveness." But Madhai was still about to kill him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with his chakra. We see in this beautiful painting. It's over there. And Lord Nityananda prayed, "My Lord, if you're going to kill these men, we might as well kill everyone, because in Kali Yuga, more or less everyone is like this." Lord Nityananda prayed, "All my whole life I travel to holy places and I perform devotional service. Everything I've ever done that has pleased Krishna, let all the credits of my entire life and all previous lives of devotional service, let them all be given to Madhai to neutralize his sins and give him love of God." Now, how many of you would be willing to honestly say that to someone who hates you and who is in the process of trying to murder you? We get angry with someone because they insult us or they spread lying rumors against us. And sometimes we pray, "Let them die." Or let them get Alzheimer's disease. Or something like that. Or leprosy. Or cholera. But they should suffer for what they're doing. Isn't that a typical reaction? We may not do anything about it, but we may think like that. But Nityananda Prabhu, for those persons who hate him, who are trying to kill him, trying to destroy him, he's only begging the Lord, "I'll give up all my spiritual credits if you just forgive them and give them devotional service." In Navadvipa, after Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda Prabhu to leave Puri and go to Bengal, there's that beautiful story of that Brahmin who became a thief. Not only a thief, the king of dacoits. He was a murderer, a rapist, a killer in any way. He would do anything for some money. And he saw Nityananda Prabhu's beautiful jewelry. Now he's an avaduta. At this time, he was wearing magnificent gold, silver, diamonds, emeralds, pearls. He had necklaces and bracelets and ankle bells and earrings. And they were so costly that when the thieves saw them, they decided, we'll kill him and take everything. And they made 3 attempts to murder Nityananda Prabhu and take all of his jewels. But Nityananda Prabhu, you know, he could have ended them in a moment at any time, but he arranged material nature in so many miraculous ways just to frustrate all of their efforts. And ultimately, he put them in such a situation of suffering where they became blind in the middle of the night when they were attacking, and some fell into sewage dishes. Horrible smell. And there was scorpions stinging them. Mosquitoes biting them. Others fell into ditches of thorns where the thorns were ripping their flesh apart. And meanwhile, there was hailstorms with gigantic ice balls just crashing into their skin, and it was freezing cold. Actually, this story reveals the purpose of the miseries of material existence. Just learn this one story. And when you suffer, you'll become perfect. In that situation, that person just realized that Lord Nityananda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he surrendered in his heart. And everything passed. And the next day he came before Lord Nityananda and fell at his lotus feet and prayed, save me, save me. And admitted his sins. And admitted not only all that he's done to so many other people, but what he intended to do to him. And then after confessing all these things, he said, now my desire is I will go to the Ganges and I will give up my life. Because I've done so many horrible deeds to so many people and I've committed such horrible desires to kill you. I can't live any longer. I will commit suicide. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he smiled. He said, no. Don't do that. Just give up your sins. Same thing he told Jagai and Madhai. Whatever you've done doesn't matter. Just give up your sins and chant the holy names of the Lord. He told the same thing to these thieves. Sin no more. Chant the holy names of the Lord. Stay in the association of devotees and share what you have received with others. You are the king of the dacoits. There's so many thousands and thousands of dacoits. They respect you. Use your reputation for the welfare of others. This is bhakti. Prabhupada told George Harrison, you're a Beatle playing rock and roll. You have good reputation. Use it and teach them about how to love God. And he did it. And people learned how to love God. He said to Mahatma Gandhi, he wrote him that letter, that you have so much influence, use your influence, give Bhagavad Gita's message. Enough with all this politics stuff. He wrote to Indira Gandhi, the prime minister of the time. He wanted to meet the Pope. Whatever your position is, he told big businessmen, big industrialists, fine what you're doing. Just use your influence to help people to love God. This dovetailing power Nityananda showed even to the extent of murderers and dacoits. You can't do those things anymore, but you have influence amongst that class of people. Start a dacoit Sankirtan party. He did. This person became a pure devotee. He became humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. He was offering all respect to others. He was ahimsa, completely nonviolent. And there was this party called the Dacoit Sankirtan Party. He went around and thousands of dacoits, he reformed them, where they all became humble, gentle, honest, law-abiding citizens, because they all tasted the sweet nectar of the holy names. And they traveled town to town, just doing Nam Sankirtan. That is Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. He's teaching us the virtue of forgiveness. For those who have offended us, even if it is very difficult emotionally, if we can somehow or other really tap into the spiritual energy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, we could be instruments of his love, instruments of his forgiveness. We have so many little petty reasons to fight, to disagree. It has to be this way, in one sense, because we all have different natures. It is said all men are created equal. If that was true, there would be nothing to fight about. Spiritually, we're all created equal. But on this material platform, we all have our own conditionings. We all have our own views. We all have our own natures. And they're deep. Sometimes our conditionings are effects that go back many, many lifetimes. They're like lines in stone. Yes? Like our Gopinath Chandra Prabhu. You think that his laugh is just something that has come about in this lifetime? If he was in those laughing clubs, he would be the world champion, I think. But we have our natures. Some people are humorous, some people, the way they react to situations are different. But how do we have a community? The human ego is we expect everyone to be like me. Yes? This is the way I deal with it, this is the way he should deal with it, and this is the way she should deal with it, and this is the way they should deal with it. Otherwise, chop them, cut them, smash them. Reform them. But bhakti is about engaging people according to their nature in Krishna's service. But how do you have a community of people who work together when everybody has different natures and they're going to have different ways of thinking, different ways of reacting to situations, different inclinations? Our Siddhanta is accommodating as long as the basic essential principles are accepted. We can always be united. And Nityananda Prabhu, he really taught that. And this is his movement. This is Gaur Nitai's movement. He had dacoit Sankirtan parties. And they may not do things the same way, but they had the same basic principles, the same Siddhanta, is the deeply learned Goswamis. You know, Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Gadadhar Pandit. We spoke about that recently. They were very different. Gadadhar Pandit was such a simple, gentle, humble, totally austere brahmachari. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi is dressing in the most luxurious silks, with luxurious turbans, wearing magnificent ornaments. According to some, he was smoking a hookah pipe. Looking in the mirror at himself and smiling to see how beautiful he was. With all kinds of perfumes on him. His hair was just meticulously elegant, how it was combed and how it was perfumed. And he had people standing around him, fanning him with chamaras. And Gadadhar is just a simple brahmachari. He's wondering, why did Mukunda Dutt take me to see him? I don't understand. But then when he understood by seeing how he reacted to the beautiful sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, that this person loves Krishna. He might be totally different from me in certain ways, but he loves Krishna. I want to be his disciple. And Gadadhar Pandit took initiation from him. If we want to actually have proper relationships with each other, we have to focus on the essence. And we have to be forgiving. We can't compromise the Siddhanta, but we have to accommodate different levels of people's consciousness. Different natures. And if we focus on the essence, we can rise above all these superficialities and actually help each other to rise to the platform of love of God. Because in the age of Kali, there's so many reasons to fight. There's so many reasons to disagree. And there's so many justifications that I'm right, you're wrong. But what's right is what pleases Krishna. What's wrong is what doesn't. And Prabhupada said, you can show your love for me by how you cooperate. How we raise people up, even when they're having difficulty, rather than just pushing them down. This is the art of bhakti. And this is Nityananda Prabhu's tattva. And this is what Srila Prabhupada did. The kinds of faults we find in each other, and we're ready to just lash out. Imagine the faults that Prabhupada found in the people in San Francisco and New York. And how did he deal with them? He raised them up. And up and up and up and up and up. And even while they were in this movement, there were so many problems, but he was just raising people up. Sometimes he had to come down to protect others. But even then, he tried to do it in such a way to give those people a chance to grow. Nityananda Prabhu was not angry. Except with Advaitacharya. But that was love anger. That was love anger. He was more angry with Advaitacharya for not giving him enough food, even though he gave him mountains of food, than he was with Jagai and Madhai. Or he was more angry with Advaitacharya for not giving him enough food than he was with those dacoits. his thought was, if these Jagai and Madhai become devotees, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glory will be for known throughout all the 14 worlds. He was looking, searching for the most fallen. That is our parampara. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur lived in Calcutta. He said, I want to be in Calcutta because that's where the most fallen people are. Srila Prabhupada, he left, Calcutta wasn't fallen enough for him. He boarded the Jaladuta in Calcutta and went all the way across the Arabian Sea, across Europe, across Africa, all the way across the Atlantic Ocean to New York. You don't get much more fallen than that. Not in this planet. And how much he had. People were trying to kill him. But he just kept giving forgiveness and giving Krishna Nam, inspired by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the connection between the jiva and God. This tattva may appear in different forms, but it is this tattva of which Nityananda Prabhu is the origin. That is the connection. In the age of Kali, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Radha Krishna appear in the one form of Lord Chaitanya. And how to reach him? We're reading about Jagai and Madhai and these dacoits and so many other people in Adi Saptagram. There were these merchants who were condemned as being totally materialistic by the Brahmin class and the Kshatriya class and the Vaishya class. These Adi Saptagram gold merchants were so materialistic that they were labeled and accepted by all as outcasts. Nobody would go, no Brahminical person or religious person would go near them. They were just totally absorbed in the passion and the lust and the greed for money. Nobody bothered with them. The pundits in Navadvip. But Nityananda Prabhu and his associate Udharan Dutt, Nityananda Prabhu came right there. And what did he do? He started performing Nam Sankirtan. He showed so much love to those Suvarna Vaniks. They couldn't believe it. They were rejected. They were engrossed in material life so much, so deep. And Nityananda Prabhu just dove right into their lives. He went to every merchant's house individually and did Nam Sankirtan with them. Nobody else cared, but he gave his heart. He loved them so much. He gave them so much love and kindness that all of them became pure bhaktas. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, in 100 years I cannot describe the nature of the Sankirtan in the streets of Adi Saptagram. But even the most exalted persons. Raghunath Das Goswami is our Prayojana Guru. He tried to reach Lord Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, through so many ways. He tried to escape home dozens of times. He kept getting dragged back. He couldn't get to Lord Chaitanya's service until he went to Panihati on the bank of the Ganga. And there, when he took shelter of Lord Nityananda and Lord Nityananda engaged him in the service of the Vaishnavas, all obstacles were cleared. And he achieved the intimate loving service of Lord Chaitanya and became our Prayojana Guru, the Guru who represents the highest platform of the gopis' love for Krishna. Rup Sanatan Goswami, along with Sri Ballabha, Anupam, and little Jiva was there too. They first approached Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, and Nityananda Prabhu. And it was Nityananda Prabhu that brought them in to meet Lord Chaitanya. And they surrendered there. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, I believe Devamrita Maharaj told this story this morning. It was because Kaviraj Goswami defended Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda just was so kind. He appeared in his dream and sent him to Vrindavan. By Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, he received the shelter of the feet of Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami and was given the power to write Lord Chaitanya's biography. Vrindavan Das Thakur. He was the last disciple of Lord Nityananda. It was Lord Nityananda Prabhu that trained him, instructed him, and empowered him to write Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Whatever the world knows about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is only by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. No one has achieved the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu among the fallen souls without the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Today is a very special day. To understand what Lord Nityananda Prabhu represents in our lives. Causeless mercy. That's our only hope. Here the Lord is with straw between his teeth, with folded hands, on his knees, crying and begging people who abuse him to just accept the name of Krishna. And if you do, I'm your eternal servant. I am your property. I am yours. Now those ornaments of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya explained, they represent the personifications of the nine processes of devotional service. They should not be misunderstood. One of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's expansions is Ananta. Lord Chaitanya said that Lord Shiva, people don't understand him either. Just like Lord Nityananda Prabhu wears these ornaments, they don't understand. They represent the nine processes of devotional service. Lord Shiva wears around his neck a snake. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that snake is Ananta Shesha. It's Lord Nityananda. Lord Shiva's ultimate ornament is keeping Lord Nityananda Prabhu above his head. Always being ornamented by the mercy, the grace of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So this should be our ultimate goal. To always keep Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy in our heart of hearts. And his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he has made Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda known throughout the world. Because we have not seen anywhere anyone who has so thoroughly manifested Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy and his potency of forgiving even the most fallen, and rising them to the platform of purifying their hearts by the chanting of the holy names. Very befitting that Lord Nityananda's appearance day is just before Gaur Purnima. If we really celebrate this day by praying for the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, then on Gaur Purnima, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give us access into his divine loving service. So let us on this day be grateful to Srila Prabhupada for his great kindness, grateful for the Vaishnavas, mercy and forgiveness, which is our only qualification. And let us pray that we can be sincere instruments of those qualities in the service of others throughout our lives and forever. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai go premanandi. Is there Arti now? We will have Arti. And His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj, would you like to lead the Arti? He is asking if we desire for him to lead the art. We have to be more convincing than that.